Cinnamon Bear.
It's getting closer and closer to Christmas, and Judy and Jimmy and their friends are still a long way from getting the Silver Star mended. Queen Melissa's last instructions directed them to the Golden Grove, where they were supposed to find a most valuable clue underneath the singing tree. No sooner had they entered the grove and started to look for the tree than right out of nowhere jumped that wicked old Wintergreen Witch. If only Judy hadn't given her looking glass to the wooden Indian, chief cook and bottle washer, she might have held it in front of the witch's face and scared her, like she did on the island of Obi. But when Wintergreen learned that Judy no longer had the dreadful looking glass, she right then and there decided to change the twins and Cinnamon Bear and the Crazy Quilt Dragon into bullfrogs. And it looks like nothing in the world or maybe land can stop her. She just laughs and laughs and laughs.
On the Wintergreen Witch. I'll teach you to trifle with my reputation.
Please, please, Mrs. Witch.
I told you once never to call me Mrs. Witch.
Please don't turn us into bullfrogs.
I never was very fond of bullfrogs.
I dare say they're all right in their way, but...
Keep still, all of you. Bullfrogs, I want you to be. And bullfrogs you shall be. I'll begin my incantation.
Oh,
Jumbo. Abracadabra. Ooh. Mumbo. Jumbo. Abracadabra.
Gee, we're not bullfrogs yet, Judy.
I guess maybe she has to say some more things first.
Well, I don't feel in the least like a bullfrog yet.
Oh, I know what's the matter. Definitely.
What is it, Crazy Quilt?
The witch can't change anybody into anything. Melissa has not only banished her from the island of Obi, but has taken away her magical powers.
Oh, she's tearing her hair off.
Let her tear it. So, you would turn perfectly respectable citizens of Maybeland in the USA into bullfrogs, would you? Garrot.
And so, my hideous hag, you would cast your weird spells on us, would you? Ha-ha! Well, where is your black art now, may I ask?
It seems that I can't do as I wished and change your babbling mouths to those of croaking bullfrogs. Let it be so. Melissa has done me one more bad turn, which I won't forget. But I still have what's left of your silver star.
Oh, my word, so she has.
You give it back, you nasty old witch.
Try and make me. My power may be gone, but I can still run faster than the wind. I'll take your star and throw it where you'll never, never see it again.
Oh, dear.
I'll run to the other side of the Golden Grove. It's the northern boundary of Maybeland, and there on the other side is a great abyss which separates it from the snow country. I'll throw your silver star down in that bottomless abyss.
No, you won't. I can run, too.
Catch her, Jimmy.
You bet.
Try and catch me.
I'll do my best, you woe-begone witch.
I'm not exactly built for speed, but I'll stay with you.
Gee willikers, she fell down.
And now she's picking herself up again.
My goodness, she fell down again.
Bless my stuffing, what goes on here?
One moment, my good woman. One moment, Pretty.
Who's that?
Jumpin' gee willikers, it's the Grand Wunky.
I wonder what he's doing here.
Well, hello, friend Wunky. What is the meaning of your welcome presence in these parts? Oh,
hello, hello. Greetings from Melissa and all that. Just a moment, please. I'm here in my official capacity right now. Wintergreen.
What do you want?
I simply want to tell you that you had better be a good witch, because you are surrounded by the very best quality A number one witch-proof invisible net, and you cannot pursue your nefarious schemes any longer.
Oh, so that's what tripped her up and made her fall.
Oh, yes, indeed. Melissa's been watching you with a great deal of interest. Just toss that star back to the children, Wintergreen. There's a good witch. Now, do you have to be so unpleasant about it? Dear me, what an odious person you are, to be sure.
Does Melissa know what has happened to his grand wunky?
Why, yes. Melissa knows everything that goes on in Maybeland. She sent me here to take charge of the Wintergreen Witch. Now, just step lively there, you ex-witch. Give the star back to the young man there.
There.
Oh, boy.
Thank you so much, Grand Wunky.
Not at all, not at all. Just in the line of duty, you know.
Well, now that you're here at the scene of the crime, so to speak.
Birds are singing a sleepy time song. Too sleepy to see the stars. my branches I'll rock their nest. Lullaby, rock-a-by. Close each wee sleepy eye.
Myself. Oh, hey, wake up, everybody. I mustn't sleep too long. Wake up.
George. Say, you know, I'm sure I heard someone singing.
So did I.
I'm sure I did, too. Or maybe we just dreamed it, huh?
Well, look here. Why, this wasn't anywhere around when we all lay down to sleep.
Bless my stuffing. It's a huge silk hat.
Why, it's the biggest one I ever did see.
Jiminy Crickets, I thought Mr. Presto the magician had a big hat. But this is just simply enormous. Why, it's bigger than all of us put together.
Look, it's got windows in it.
And there are some letters painted on it. The Flying Hat. My word, what do you suppose this is?
You know what? I bet you we went to sleep under the singing tree. That's what. Remember we all thought we heard singing? And this great big hat is the clue Melissa said we'd find.
Sure enough. And see, Judy, here's a door in the hat.
My stuffing's getting more curious every minute.
Look, there's a note on the door.
I've got it. Just a minute.
Oh, Jimmy, hurry. What does it say?
Jumping Gee Willikers. Look.
I'm sorry, but we didn't get a chance to look, and I'm quite as curious as the cinnamon bear. Well, I suppose there's nothing to do but wait until next time to see what this flying hat is all about, and I'll be Johnny on the spot to get a real look at that note.